Brad Davidson, morning to you.
Good morning, Jared. Morning, guys. Having sticky wings at 7:52 a.m. Normally, the only time you do that is after a few drinks the night before. But I suppose it's like lunchtime for you guys. You've been up that long.
Well, maybe the few drinks isn't a bad shout either.
It's a 9:01 yet. Now, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. How does this fantastic clash play out?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to go past Very Elegant. I heard Adam talking about this horse earlier today, and I agree with him. I think she's got the wood over a day this year. Personally, I know they fox around a bit, the overseas trainers sometimes. But look, I think that the drier track, maybe the blinkers will help him a bit. But I just think she was too dominant the other day. And yes, he's got to have that improvement. But you know, we know Chris Waller's a great grand final trainer too. So. With all that in mind, she's clearly the horse to beat for mine. I've actually got Sir Dragon, a second pick. I think he sets up okay here off that 2,400-metre Group 1 win. And I'm a bit against the day, but I could have egg on my face tomorrow afternoon. But I just, I thought he was a little bit disappointing first up, to be honest. And that was on probably a little bit of a wetter track than we're going to get there tomorrow as well. So for me, I'm against him, and I think he needs to pull a... pull something out of the bag anyway to sort of get back to his best, because he's just that, you know, dry ground. So the query, he might get a little bit of rain tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to be enough for him.
Right. We've got a couple of questions from our listeners, Davo. This is from Frankie from Canberra. What are your thoughts on Impecunus at Randwick in the Australian Oaks? Ran good last two starts coming from behind. Only query is, can it run the 2400? And yeah, would you have something each way on?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Like, obviously, no match for Hungry Heart and Harmony Rose there in the Vinery the other day, but she did find the line strongly. And sometimes we see, you know, it's not these brilliant fillies that stay the trip, and the Hungry Hearts and Harmony Rose, they look a little bit better on paper, no doubt. But it might just be this one whacking away into third there last start that is just going to appreciate that bit further if she's a bit dour. So, look, I wouldn't talk you out of her. She's not in my top four. I'm with Harmony Rose there. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, it just comes down to if you think she's going to run the trip or not.
I absolutely love Probabil. She's a ripper mare. $2.50, though, for the Queen of the Turf. Too short?
I think maybe a little bit. But saying that, I think she's pretty much a good thing. She's just better than them, isn't she? I mean, her good form's outstanding. We know what happened in the All-Star Mile. The deteriorating track was against her. Her trial since was outstanding too. And look, I think Odium looks the danger, but I think 250, I've marked it 280, so I could probably get her closer to 250 there, but I couldn't talk anyone out of backing her at that price. She's going to get the perfect run. She's clearly the best horse in the race, and she's just her good form on a good track is just outstanding. So clearly the horse to beat. Odium, probably the only real danger there, but yeah, Probabil. I think she's very hard to beat there in the Queen of the Turf.
This is from Nutter Day. What do you think of Amish Boy in the 3-year-old sprint at 9-1? I think it is overs.
Yeah, well, it's a very strong race, but he's got some nice enough form, doesn't he? I mean, third in the Newmarket last time out. He sat just behind a pretty strong speed that day and kept on fighting, beating the length, and second in a Magic Man's 3-year-old Guineas, beating home a away game early this prep. So, again, he's definitely capable. It's just whether he can beat those top couple in the market, but I wouldn't talk you out of having something at the odds there.
What else have we got? The Cranky Bear. How do we reconcile the form lines of the two Vinny fillies in the Percy Sykes? I'm guessing he's talking the I Am Invincible fillies, which is Trifaccia. And, gee, I'm have to have a look in the form guide here, Davo. But, and Najmati. Yes, Trifaccia, yeah. And Najmati.
Really good race, this. It's a fascinating addition of the Percy Sykes. And look, talking about those two, Najmati, I think if you like it, you'll get a better price tomorrow. Yes, she's been dominant in her two wins, but she hasn't rated through the roof. And I think the pros will take her on a little bit there tomorrow because of that reason. Trifaccia looks like a real target race. She should have won the Rising last time out. So she looks like she'll savage the line late. It's just a case of whether she gets too far back. But look, for me personally, I'm with Crystal Bound there, guys. I've made her one of the gambles of the day. I just can't work out how she's $4 here. I mean, if you're looking at figures and if you're looking at performances on the track, I mean, her six-length win at Moonee Valley is clearly the benchmark for this race and the best performance leading in. I mean, yes, she was on the fence, which was the best part of the track, but, gee, she went like a rocket. And the good thing about her is she's bred. Her mum won over a mile, so she's not bred to be a 1,000-metre horse. I think she'll appreciate the 1,200. She's going to need that little bit of luck from the draw there out wide, but on performances alone, she should be favourite, simple as that, because it's clearly the benchmark performance in this race. But I've got her much closer to Naj Mahdi in the market. I've actually got a favourite in my book, and I'm happy to be on her, Crystal Bound there. And there's one other there, guys, if you're looking for a roughie, a very fine red at $26 or $31. I think it's a little sneaky for Martin Unum. Beat Felix on debut in really good fashion. Love the trials since. It's a nice jockey, nice lightweight. I think if you're looking for a roughie to place and even maybe throwing something on out wide there at the 26s, she's not overly said, put it that way, at $26.
If I've got a spare 20 at the end of the day, Davo, in the Tab Sapphire Stakes, who am I putting it on?
Seasons, Loz. I think she's over the odds here. Yeah, Les Bridge, we know how he trains his horses. They just keep improving as the prep goes. He's very kind on early doors, and I just think she's come back a much better mare this time in. Second in the Winona Girl, she bolted in the birthday card. She draws barrier one on her home track with 55 kilos. I can't see how she's not in the finish here, and they went up $11. They're still around that $8 mark. I think that's well over the odds, and I've marked around the $5 mark, so I think she's the best value of the day.
There you go. So I take it your best bets. Race 4, number 5, Crystal Bound, $3.80 with Tab. Race 10, number 7, Seasons, $8. Anything else?
Yeah, race 1, number 4, probably my best of the day. Maurice is me dad. I'm really keen to take on the favourite here, guys, and happy to be with Maurice as my dad to beat it, beat the older horses at the provincials last time out. Looks like he'll eat up a mile. I think he'll come across, sit outside the lead, and I think he'll be too strong for the favourite, mate.
$3.40 with Tab. Have a great day two of the championships, Davo.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters. Cheers.